Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get screwed by this. Really, East Coast in general is in a tough spot when it comes to late-night sporting events, whether it's Monday Night Football, whether it's the NBA Finals, whatever it is. It's tough if you have to be up, as a lot of our listening audience does, including your fearless host here, early in the morning. My alarm goes off in the 4 a.m. hour, central time here where I live. I mean, that's tough if I'm staying up waiting out, watching a late-night game the night before. What about you, Dub? You like this move? I think it's smart of the NBA to adjust and recognize that there are a lot of fans who are impacted by the shift, basically, of the universe. And we've seen this for a while because the Warriors have been the best team in the NBA for a long time as well, and a lot of people didn't get to watch the Warriors unless they came back to play on the East Coast. But I think this is a smart move. The ratings had collapsed with the Lakers and LeBron moving to the West Coast, and people say, well, how does that happen? Why does it matter? Well, LeBron moves the needle to such an extent that a lot of people would watch a Cavs game or a Heat game early in the tip-off evening, and then they'd stay on and they'd watch more of the West Coast. So LeBron is the straw that stirs the NBA drink. Him being on the East Coast set the table for the West Coast. Now that doesn't exist. And so the ratings plummeted as a result, and the NBA went back to the laboratory and said, we got to adjust this.
Yeah, great move, in my opinion. Like you said, and Danny G said, makes our lives a lot easier. This NBA had a problem with a simple solution, and they made the simple solution, so all good by me.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Any dissent on the West Coast, Eddie Garcia, Roberto, any upset? Have you heard any people talking about it in a negative way?
No, I like it.
I immediately got, I mean, there's always angry West Coast guy. What about us? What about us? Well, you're a small part of the population, right? I mean, I think the numbers are that 15% of the American population is on the Western time zone. I think that's the most recent numbers. So California obviously is the huge percentage of that, but I think it's 15% of people are on the Pacific time zone.
But is it, you really think it's going to make that much of a difference in ratings? It's only 30 minutes. I mean,
sometimes an hour, right? Like they bumped it around a decent amount. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I think that the earlier you can get to the game, the better it is for East Coast. And I know this. The tough, people say, like, what's the toughest time of the year to do early morning sports talk radio? And I think it's a lot of times the NBA playoffs, because every night there's a late night basketball game that you know is going to lead your show, and you absolutely have to stay up for it. When it's the West Coast, it's tough. I mean, it just is. So I think an extra half hour, sometimes an extra hour, can make a pretty tremendous difference. I think it's a smart move. I think baseball could look at this. I think when you go to the West Coast of baseball, how late the games are. I think that this is certainly something we talk about it every year when it's the NCAA tournament and the game doesn't tip until like 9:20 on the East Coast. I mean, that's pretty wild. I do think that becomes impactful. All right, when we come back, big story in the world of sports, Dak Prescott. What do you do about his contract if you are the Dallas Cowboys? We will dive into that story once more for everybody on the West Coast who's starting to wake up with us. This is Outkick the Coverage. Appreciate you spending your morning with us. Hope your Tuesday is going well. More on Dak and the Cowboy Dilemma next on Outkick.
Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. It's based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that treatment for ED has advanced beyond the little blue pill? The newest available treatment for men seeking optimal performance is now available in the Bay Area from ARC Men's Health. This proven treatment from Europe uses acoustic energy waves and was developed to naturally reverse ED and enhance performance. Now you can get off Viagra and be spontaneous again, naturally. This 20-minute procedure is non-invasive, safe, pain-free, and surgery-free, and requires no downtime. Acoustic Wave Therapy, the proven ED treatment from Europe, is finally available in the Bay Area from the doctors at ARC Men's Health. For information, call ARC Men's Health at 650-235-9401. That's 650-235-9401. Online at arcmenshealth.com. Call now, 650-235-9401.
Hi, this is Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. There are many life changes that can happen after divorce that make it difficult or impossible to uphold requirements of your divorce decree. The orders issued in a divorce are based on the facts presented at that time, but the circumstances used in issuing those orders can obviously change. Depending upon your situation, you might be paying child support you can no longer afford. The same might be true of a spousal support obligation, or changed circumstances may provide you an opportunity to modify an order, allowing you to spend more time with your kids. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on, and that never changes.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
Why wait for the information?
We are getting some breaking news out of San Francisco.
Get real news in real time on the Bay Area's only 24/7 news station.
This is quite a story, Patty.
Yeah, San Francisco Fire Department just helped get two stranded window washers down from the 10th floor of the Millennium Tower.
More people get their news from us than any other station. All News, 106.9 and AM 740, KCBS.
Do one thing to protect the environment. Here's Dave Matthews with his one thing.
We do some things on the road. We're trying to reduce plastic bottles by getting free water dispensed at all the venues so people can fill up their bottles. And we try and make a recycling tour and get that possibility at all the venues. We're lucky because we bring people to the venues. And so we can say, well, if we're going to come and play here, you got to have recycling bins.
It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in some states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention, California homeowners. Due to recent global trade talks and no rising inflation, the Federal Reserve has lowered interest rates for the first time in over a decade. That's great news for mortgage borrowers who are seeing the lowest mortgage interest rates in years. But no one knows how long these low rates will last. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.75%, with a 2.95% APR, the time to refinance your mortgage is now. Cash Call Mortgage could help make it all happen. Cash Call Mortgage is a direct lender and can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. For a free quote to see how low you can go, call Cash Call Mortgage today at 800-621-5753. That's 800-621-5753. 800-621-5753.
KGMC-FM and HD1. KGMC San Francisco, a radio.com station. 95.7 The Game.
Good morning, Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Bay Bridge Series Day. I am so excited. Today's going to be a full Bay Bridge Series breakdown. We're going to take a look back at 1989. I did a little research for you folks, and I looked up some of the all-time guys for the Giants and A's, and I want to make an all-time team. I was looking back on the 1989 series, got some thoughts on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Stephen Lankford in with you. Anna Kakarakis is out today. She'll be back tomorrow. But I look forward to this time every year, especially during the baseball season, only during the baseball season. Really, the Bay Bridge Series is something that's coveted among Bay Area fans, and I think that it's just it's a tradition. And it's not like the Raiders and 49ers when they play every 4 years. It doesn't get violent like it was back in that day. So I just think that it's a great time to be a baseball fan right now, because the Giants and A's, regardless of whether the teams stink or whether they're good, and I think clearly the A's right now are the better team, although tonight they got Bumgarner versus Brett Anderson, and tomorrow's going to be Tyler Beattie versus the ice-cold Homer Bailey, and I don't mean ice-cold in a good way. So the A's don't exactly have their strong starters going in Mike Fiers and Chris Bassett, while the Giants got Madison Bumgarner, who's been hot ever since that one bad Dodger start back in June. But good morning. And if you want to hit up the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795, feel free to do so. 888-957-9570. I'm taking all your Bay Bridge Series thoughts, what you remember from back in 1989. Me personally, I wasn't even born then, but I was growing up. I used to have this videotape, right? And it was Champions by the Bay. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, but it's a straight video from like the 90s, the early 90s. And it starts out with like an old Safeway logo, and it kind of brings you back a little bit. But it just kind of goes over what both teams were doing during the season. And I think that it's interesting to look back. It's kind of a historical series, obviously, because of what happened after Game 2 before Game 3, which was obviously the 1989 earthquake. Not only does it make that historic, but I just think the seasons that they were going through, they were relatively similar. So we'll get back to any of that going forward, because real quick, there were a couple of stories that did not really slip through the cracks exactly. They were the number one thing going on in sports, and that, of course, is this Antonio Brown saga. And I find it hilarious because, for one thing, we need to stop taking sports so seriously, okay? Like we obviously have, sometimes we have money invested in it, sometimes we have, you know, just a lot of things on the line. In that case, you can. But right now, with this situation, with this helmet situation, I can't find anything else but funny. I really can't, because the guy clearly just wants to play with a helmet because it says he says it improves his vision and he doesn't want to use a new one. And then the NFL's like, nope, you got to use our new one because we mandated it. And it's one that'll keep you safe. And Antonio Brown's like, I keep myself safe just because I'm speedy and athletic and I've never had anyone even catch me by the head. And now there have been some new developments in this story. You got yesterday the news that he lost the grievance with the NFL and he was still going to comply. And let me actually open up his Instagram here. I actually did not have this open. I wish I would have prepared a little bit better, but luckily I can open AB relatively quickly. And he quoted on his Instagram, "While I disagree with the arbitrator's decision, I'm working on getting back to full health and looking forward to rejoining my teammates on the field. I'm excited about this season. Appreciate all the concerns about my feet." And then he puts a foot emoji. So when he was talking about something completely different, he ends it with, "Appreciate all the concerns about my feet. Thanks for caring about my feet, everybody." That's not even what this part was about. But anyway, there was some news that ended up surfacing that, here's the headline, okay? NFL will let Antonio Brown keep his helmet model if he can find a newer one. And what they mean is they want him to find the Let me see if I can actually pronounce this without, you know, getting in trouble, because this is the type of pronunciation that can get you in trouble on the radio. The model he wants, the Shutt AIR Advantage, is over 10 years old, and that's the one that he was using with the Steelers. And now, if he finds one that's less than 10 years old, then he can use the Shutt AIR Advantage. So, what we're going to get in our next Hard Knocks episode coming up this week after tonight. By the way, there is a Hard Knocks episode tonight, as well as the Bay Bridge series. Good luck navigating your way through that one if you're both a Hard Knocks fan and a Bay Area baseball fan. But coming up next week, the search for a Shutt AIR Advantage helmet that is less than 10 years old. We are going to watch Antonio Brown navigate through high schools, probably, because I'm going to imagine those are the only schools that'll, or teams that'll actually have those type of helmets. I don't know what he's going to do. What is he going to offer the people that have these helmets that are less than 10 years old, the Shutt AIR Advantage? By the way, I appreciate you talking about my feet. Ugh. Tonight's episode of Hard Knocks is going to be great because it all kind of came full circle. Anna and I were talking about this yesterday. We said, by the way, she'll be back tomorrow in case you're tuning in at 5:07 and getting into your car. But tonight it's going to be, oh, where is Antonio Brown? No one knows where Antonio Brown is. This is going to be an Antonio Brown show. Make no mistake about it. Some of it's going to be on the Raiders and the Rams. Maybe on the Raiders and Ram preseason game. Who knows? Some of it's going to be there, but the rest is going to be, where's AB? Where's AB? He's filed a grievance with the NFL because they're not giving him the helmet that he wants. Oh, wait. Now they've lost the grievance, but he could find a new one. Tune in next week to for the search of a Shutt AIR Advantage. Oh, this story gets better and better. I find it so just, I just find it funny. Because in the end, what are sports? They're for our entertainment. And this sort of stuff, it's just, it's entertaining, to put it simply. From the 916 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 20 minutes of AB shopping on Amazon. Yeah, hopefully he has Amazon Prime. He can get it shipped within 2 days. And from the 925 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, we house misfits. Alden Smith, Burfict, Brown, amongst many others. You know, the Burfict thing is what I'm more intrigued to watch. And also the incognito aspect, too, because with Gabe Jackson going down for those first few weeks, however many, hopefully he's back after the bye week because they need him badly. But incognito and Burfict came in because, look, he is one of the dirtier players in football, but he's also the type of guy that understands Paul Gunther's defense. Don't forget how good that defense was when Burfict was actually the middle linebacker. Now, he has had some dirty plays that's put this mark on him, this kind of this label, but he's also kind of expected to be that communicator at the middle linebacker position right now. And Markell Lee's trying to fill the void, but when the season starts, he's got a 2-game suspension to serve, and then after that, it's going to be Vontaze Burfict's kind of I think it's going to be his defense, because you really don't have anyone who's sort a leader. Like last year, that was the problem. You notice that they still couldn't cover tight ends last year. And this year, we'll see if they can actually cover tight ends, because they're actually getting a guy who can communicate with the defense and understands what Gunther's trying to do. From the 510 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, in Bobby Bochy voice, the search continues. It's like, oh, this guy's going to be searching for a helmet. Speaking of which, other funny things in sports, A-Rod. Let's update you on the A-Rod situation, in which he had $500,000 worth of stuff stolen from his rental car in San Francisco after the Sunday night baseball broadcast. All right, let's check out TMZ here. Let's update everyone on what's going on. The San Francisco Police Department tells us the stolen items include jewelry, a laptop, a camera, and electronic equipment. And the SFPD burglary unit is handling the investigation. I mean, A-Rod better hope that SFPD doesn't have some baseball fans who were totally against him back in the day. They'd probably just be like, all right, you stole $500,000 worth of his stuff. He's one of the highest paid players in baseball history. As a matter of fact, the highest paid player in baseball history when you add up just his total amount of contracts and his earnings. So they're just like, yeah, $500,000 worth of stuff. Yeah, you can replace that. But also, when you think laptop, camera, and electronic equipment, now I think I'm not going to try and label Alex Rodriguez because he's doing a great job with ESPN, but there has been some weird stuff coming out. Just in general, he's an odd guy. Like, being that rich, you're just not normal. You don't understand what normal life is like, and I wonder what is in that laptop, because he says that it holds a bunch of sentimental value and a lot of meaning. So I'm wondering what this burglar is going to find in that laptop. And I wonder also, though, if SFPD is going to catch him and just say, hey, yeah, you can keep it. You can keep it. He can replace that. It's a camera, an equipment, and a laptop. From the 925 on the Chilton Autobody text line, why can't he just get the company to make him a new helmet? I know celebrities have gotten a lot of weird requests granted, but where's the drama in that? That's true. Why don't you just say, I mean, is it possible for them just to make like a new helmet that would be of less than 10 years old, a shut AIR advantage? I don't know. And from the 916 on the Chilton Autobody text line, I bet he takes back what he said about visiting the Bay more often. Yeah, dude, like, you just said that. You said, oh, yeah, I wish I would have played in San Francisco a lot more. And also, you know what? I wonder what kind of rental car it was. Because I do think that to get your car broken into, A, you either have stuff that's right out in the open. I don't imagine that $500,000 worth of stuff is out in the open. But A, you either have it in the open where you can see it through the window and someone just tries to jack it. Or B, you just have an extremely nice car and someone's like, oh, there must be stuff in there. So I wonder what kind of rental car he has. Because the last rental car that I got was a Dodge. Was it Caliber? An Alero? Wasn't exactly what A-Rod probably got. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, from the 925 on the Chilton Autobody text line, feel free to contact me, 95795. Why would you keep $500,000 worth of stuff in your car? It's like, I mean, I'm looking at the stuff, though, and it says here, now, A-Rod does say the financial value of the items stolen from A-Rod's vehicle while he was having dinner is being grossly exaggerated. One source with direct knowledge of the case tells us the value of the stolen items is nowhere near $500,000, and we're told that figure is not even close to what the items are really worth. A-Rod broke his silence, saying, I'm saddened that several items that were of personal nature and irreplaceable with sentimental value were taken. I am encouraged that local law enforcement has security footage of the crime and are doing all they can to get the items back. But, I mean, a laptop, a camera, and electronic equipment, okay. But then the jewelry, that must be what's the big moneymaker right there. Because a laptop, camera, and electronic equipment, I don't imagine those three total costing six figures. I could be wrong. I'm not exactly an electrician. I've never worked at a Circuit City or a Fry's or a Radio Shack, so I wouldn't really know the cost of the highest amount of cost for a laptop or camera or electronic equipment, but I don't imagine it would cost six figures. That was probably in total, like what, $10,000, $15,000? The remainder of that $500,000? Just jewelry. It's just jewelry. That's what I imagine, because I'm looking at that stuff and thinking, $500,000. Now, it may be grossly over exaggerated, as a source says. But still, leaving just any expensive stuff in your car around here, not smart. You ever had your windshield smashed in or your rear window smashed in? I had my rear window smashed in Chico once when I went to Chico State because I had a San Francisco Giants sticker back there. And I'm not going to lie, I had my golf clubs. I had my two 10-inch subs back there, too. They didn't steal that. The two 10-inch subs I get because it's heavy, but they didn't steal the golf clubs. Trust me, I got some pretty nice golf clubs. They're from Costco. They're from Costco. Okay, we've been having some fun because Antonio Brown with his helmet, A-Rod with his rental car and the stolen items from his rental car. But today is the Bay Bridge Series, and I love it. This is my favorite time of year in the baseball season. When these two teams, you don't know whether or not they're going to get into the playoffs. They could get into the playoffs. The Giants are way closer to the wild card than I expected. The A's are right there, too. So this series actually means something this year. But we'll get into all that next. And Chilton Autobody text line 95795. And from the 925, did you just say you have to be an electrician to know the price of electronics? I might have said electrician, but I'm talking about a salesman at an electronics store. Not an electrician. I just used the wrong term there. I make mistakes here at 5:15 in the morning. That's what I do. That's what I do on the pregame show. But we'll get into all that. And I've tried to kind of make an all-time list of the A's and the Giants. And I'm looking at the A's one. And you know what? I mean, that 1989 team, as far as A's history with players go, that one was stacked. But if you want to make your own kind of all Bay Area baseball team, feel free to hit the Chilton Autobody text line 957-95-888-957-9570, because I'm going to need your help for sure. Because I'm still a young guy, but I'm also, I consider myself to be a baseball historian of sorts. I know a little bit about these old players, and I've researched them ever since I was young, but also I didn't live through that era. Chilton Autobody text line 95795. Stephen Langford in with you. Anna Kagaraki's back tomorrow on 95.7 The Game.
The Battle of the Bay starts today with serious playoff implications for both teams.
Out of here!
And we're getting you fired up.
That baby is gone.
On the Bay Area's number one sports station.
He hits it high. He hits it deep. It's out of here.
95.7. The Game.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star. I got a Charmin booty smile.
By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek.
Charmin booty smile. I got
Charmin ultra soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You know how it usually goes. You want something so badly, and it's just out of your budget. But did you check eBay? On eBay, you don't save on one thing. You save on all the things. The special things, the everyday things, and the happy dance things. Especially the happy dance things. So stop searching. Find it all at the right price every day. Only on eBay.
Advertisement by Zimmerman Reed of 2381 Rosecrans Avenue, Suite 328, Manhattan Beach, California, 90245. By texting us, you agree to receive requiring text messages that may be sent by an auto dialer. Consent is not a condition of purchasing goods or services.
Attention all Uber drivers. If you are a current or former Uber driver, listen closely, as you may be entitled to significant compensation. That's right. If you drove for Uber any time in the past 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash for unpaid wages and mileage. Text SECURE to 246810 right now to see if you qualify for cash compensations. That's SECURE to 246810. Uber may be in violation of federal and state employment laws. If you drove for Uber part-time or full-time anytime during the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash compensations. Text SECURE to 246810 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. So text the word SECURE to 246810 now. Text SECURE to 246810.
Ah, tis the season.
Festival season?
Nope.
Back to school season?
Not that either.
Football season?
Well, yes, but no. It's car buying season at Nissan's Bottom Line Model Year-End Sales Event. Your last chance to save on the last of the 2019 Nissans, like Altima with the world's first VC turbo engine. and the best-selling Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Now get 0% APR on the 2019 Altima or save up to $1,500 on Kicks. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. Car buying season ends soon. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, world's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan in 2018. 2019 Altima, $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 36 months. $1,500 cash back on 2019 Kicks consists of $500 cash back and $1,000 bonus cash. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Must finance through NMAC. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details and safety information. Offers end 9/3/19.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
What are the odds that you could play real, no-fee blackjack at a casino close to home? You're a winner at Livermore Casino. At Livermore Casino, you can enjoy blackjack, poker, baccarat, and three-card poker, and more in a friendly, smoke-free environment. Great food, wonderful people, and terrific gaming. You can't see them from the freeway. Just take the first street exit off 580 toward downtown Livermore. Online at LivermoreCasino.net. That's LivermoreCasino.net. Winner!
Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or a click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. We know how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. Yamanos.
Attorney Adam Cohen.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagarakis.
It's one of those that you gotta let ride at 5:22 in the morning. Pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. And also, if you haven't listened to Anderson .Paak ever, I recommend that you do so pronto, because he is something else. He is something else. But tonight, it's the Bay Bridge Series. And hey, these teams, they got something to play for. They're both hoping to make a wild card, as ridiculous as it might sound. You really didn't expect that for the Giants when they had the over under at 74 wins going into the season, and we were questioning whether they could reach that. So the fact that they're even there, I mean, it's just a testament to what Farhan Zaidi's done. And if you just in case missed earlier in the show, I apparently said electricians work at Radio Shack as I was mumbling, so there's that. But also, we got Antonio Brown, who's on the search for a shut AIR advantage. I'm going to put emphasis on the word shut, just so I make sure that I get that right, that word right, because that is one that could slip up wrong on the radio, and it would not work out too well for me. So I think that the search for this helmet is going to take over next week. He's looking for the shut AIR advantage. He's looking for one that's less than 10 years old so that it can be legally mandated by the NFL. There's a loophole. That's my favorite part of the story. There is a loophole to this helmet thing. But we were also kind of just going over A-Rod and the fact that he had 500,000 worth of stuff, $500,000 worth of stuff stolen from his rental car. You know what, though? I was thinking about this at the break because I'm on my own in this room and I really have just thoughts to myself. And I'm thinking, good on A-Rod for getting a rental car. You know, he didn't have a driver. It's not like he just went to whatever hotel he was staying at and had someone driving him everywhere. He actually had his own rental car. Got to give him props for that. Wonder if he rented his own rental car. It was done for him. Now that's next level for A-Rod right there if he does that. You get my respect. But also you get $500,000 worth of stuff stolen from it. And then when I look, it says laptop, camera equipment, and jewelry, and a camera. The laptop, camera, electronic equipment, can't imagine that would take up six figures. But the jewelry, that's the stuff that's worth the pretty penny. And why would you, it sounded like Gruden there. Why would you leave jewelry in the car? Just wear it on the Sunday night baseball broadcast. I'm sure Vaskirjan would have loved it. From the 323 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, yes, Anderson .Paak is dope. I went to a small-time pre-famous concert when he went by the name If Breezy Lovejoy. Wow. I'm jealous. That's one of the best things when you see an artist before they really blow up and they're kind of, they're at the beginning, they're kind of your little secret. You know, you don't really tell people about them, but I mean, you only tell like your close friends about them, and then they're like, oh, you know so much about music. people love giving recommendations, I'll tell you what. But yeah, from the 408, who keeps 500,000 worth of 500? I'm having so much trouble saying this. Who keeps $500,000 worth of stuff in a car? Kind of his fault. It's absolutely his fault. You know you don't leave stuff like that in San Francisco. You know what would have been the kicker if he would have gotten stuff stolen from his car? And Butcher Boy, shout out Butcher Boy. He's one of the greats. Really is. He's awesome. And he had an Instagram video last night that said two rules about being in San Francisco with your car. One, don't leave stuff in your car. And two, I forgot what the second one was, but basically he's just saying you don't leave stuff in your car. That's like the number one rule. And then also I'm surprised that he hasn't had a parking ticket. Because somehow he'd probably get a parking ticket. From the 707, I'm not going to mention that on the air because I'm a wimp and I do not want to get into any trouble, but from the 707 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, yeah, you probably have that right. You probably have that right. I don't want to speculate as to what's on the camera. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, we actually have a couple minutes left in this segment, and I want to, I really do, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 or 888-957-9570. I want to get your thoughts on the Bay Bridge series. I love to go down memory lane when it comes to 1989, even though we do this every single year. But I think it's really one of the more just interesting times in Bay Area history. I really do. Just with everything that was going on and everything that surrounded that World Series. And I kind of want to go over the teams too, because the A's, damn, their team was good. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Giants fan, but their team was good. And the Giants, they both have similar seasons, though. But I kind of want to go over the World Series, too, just in general, and how outside fans would have viewed it. But real quick, the news also came out in the football world yesterday that Dak Prescott rejected a $30 million offer and wants $40 million. Now, a source told Pro Football Talk that the $40 million is just not true. That's kind of based on a bunch of different things. But I think that what we can just analyze here, that it would be in the ballpark of somewhere between $30 to $40 million a year. Now, I think this is the most confusing thing in football, because in sports in general, because I'm obviously not a guy who has an opportunity to make millions of dollars right now. Although you don't know what I'm making at 5 a.m. in the morning. But I am not the type of guy who's going to exactly reject a $30 million contract if I could get one for the next season. And it's a question of whether it would be guaranteed and whatnot. But like when you just look at the position that he's playing, it's obviously one of the more high-paid positions in football. But it's just not... It's not really, it just doesn't seem like it exactly, he's worth that much. Now he's on the Cowboys, and you got to get your money when you can. That's what athletes always tell you. Lorenzo Neal preaches that whenever these type of things come into play, whenever guys hold out on their contracts, they are playing a sport in which they don't know if, you know, it could be their last game just because of how violent it is and the fact that if you really you're the game you're playing, it could be the last one. There's always that possibility. It's a very small possibility, but it still is one, so you got to get as much money as you can when you can. But the fact that they got to pay Cooper and Elliott, they've already paid the linemen, most of them in Tyron Smith and Zach Martin, who are some of the best in the NFL. And then I think they paid Travis Frederick as well. They paid Travis Frederick too, so they took care of their center, their tackle, and their guard, their three main guys. Now if they take care of Elliott and then Cooper, I mean, and then he's requesting more money. It's just a question of whether he's worth that much and they want to spend it on all that when you also got two defenders in Vander Esch and Jalen Smith, too, who finally Jalen Smith is performing after getting injured and being hampered by that. And then Vander Esch popping out of nowhere in the second half of the season as one of the better linebackers in the league. It's a question. I really don't know. I don't know the answer to it. I don't know. But when you look at the contracts, the main ones that everyone's making, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, they're all below Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson's making an average of $35 million, and with him, he's the one that's really been keeping that Seahawks team afloat. No one ever has any high hopes for the Seahawks, especially in these past couple of years, but now with Russell Wilson, it's really hard to discount them. So he's making $35 million. Matt Ryan's making $30 million. I mean, it's all... You just figure, is Dak Prescott really up there with those guys to deserve that much money? And then you take a look at, say, Jimmy Garoppolo, who's making $27 million, and they really front-loaded that contract, so they're paying a lot of it up front. And with Jimmy Garoppolo, you're thinking, well, the question that pops in your head is, would I rather have Dak Prescott or Jimmy Garoppolo? And then, of course, when Amari Cooper's brought into it, you bring in the question, would I rather have Dak Prescott over Derek Carr? And then at first you think, probably not. But then you look, I mean, when you think about Carr, you think, he had Cooper when Cooper was really, I mean, not in his prime specifically, but he was on the way up and could have done more if he would have gotten more targets. You think, is he worth it over Carr because of that, because of seeing how well him and Cooper did after that bye week? And then with Jimmy Garoppolo, you just don't know, because Garoppolo really hasn't played a full season where you can analyze him. So it's an interesting situation, because I don't know how they're going to pay all these guys, because they also got to pay for defense too. They locked up DeMarcus Lawrence, but I think he's the highest paid player on the team, actually. But right now, I really don't know what's going to go on with that situation. Contracts are just a mystery. I'm not going to sit here and blame Dak Prescott for wanting to get as much as he can, because in football, that's what you really ought to do. And I don't blame them for that. But I mean, 30 to 40 million, that's a lot. It's a lot of quiche. A lot of quiche. All right, going forward, 1989 Bay Bridge Series preview. Plus, kind of just going to make like a all-time A's team and an all-time Giants team. And I really want to compare the two, and really we could just make an all Bay Area team in general. I think we know who the outfield is going to be, but when it gets to the infielding and the starting pitching and the closing pitching and the relievers, that's kind of when it gets dicey. I did a little bit of research on this, and I do want your help. I really do. From the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795, 888-957-9570. What do you remember about the Bay Bridge Series back in 1989? And right now, what do you expect tonight coming up? You got Madison Bumgarner versus Brett Anderson, a couple of lefties over in San Francisco. Stephen Langford in with you. Anna Kakanaki's back tomorrow on 95.7 The Game.
Today, Joe Lo and Dibs find out what Hall of Famer Terrell Owens thought of Jalen Hurd and Deebo Samuel at 8:30.
Any rookie going in is going to have to make adjustments to the speed of the game.
And they'll get T.O.'s reaction to the Antonio Brown drama.
What's the big deal if he uses that helmet versus another helmet?
Tuesdays with T.O. on Joe Lo and Dibs. Every week at 8:30, only on 95.7.
the California Academy of Sciences, where people rally around science.
The moon! It's craters!
And Claude the Alligator!
Join the cause. Get tickets at calacademy.org. Lock in a lower admission price when you buy tickets at least a day in advance.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Work is hectic. Don't you love those moments of calm when things just fall into place? That's what it feels like when you order business catering from Easy Cater. Visit easycater.com or download the app. Just like that, you can find a reliable local restaurant, place your order online, and know that Easy Cater is there when you need them. You feel some weight lift. Life's a little easier now. Because when you need food for work, you go to easycater.com.
If you're a man who's gone through a divorce involving children, you know that the most important issue is often custody. The same can be true after a divorce. Sometimes circumstances change so that the existing order is unworkable. That's when you might need a modification. I'm Scott Trout, CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. As you know, we help dads through their divorces. But you may not know that we can also help dads modify the terms of their custody orders when those changes come along, whether relating to physical custody, decision-making, or support. We're Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on before, during, and after divorce.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
At Fremont Bank, giving back to our community isn't a publicity stunt. It's our MO. And by giving back, I'm not talking about just giving oversized checks to community partners. I'm talking about also giving actual time, elbow grease, and 5% of our annual profits back to the community every year. You could say, when it comes to giving back to the community, we make some pretty big deposits. Fremont Bank. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagarakis.
Stephen Langford in with you. Anna Kagarakis back tomorrow as the pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. Speaking of which, you should listen to DRAM whenever you can. D-R-A-M, all capitalized. It's another dude in hip-hop, rap, R&B, whatever it is. He's versatile. He's versatile, and I highly recommend it. But right now, we are just going over the Bay Bridge series. I'm so excited. I mean, it's a weird situation because we only got 2 games upcoming here on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you got a couple coming up on the 23rd and the 24th, 10 days from now. So really, you're used to six games going on for the A's and the Giants, but instead we're getting four this season, and I wonder how they're going to hand out NBC Sports, that is, the little Bay Bridge trophy that they oh so covet, I'm pretty sure. And from the 510 on the Chill Not A Body text line, let the song run, bro. Look, man, I only got so much time in the music bed. You know, you gotta fade it down. It's music. Let it fade down. No, you're right. I should probably let the music ride a little more. But I really want to kind of go over just the all-timers here. And I want to just go down the list for the Giants as well as the A's. And help me out, like, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. If I was missing anyone, I took, like, maybe an hour to write out this list of just all-time players for these guys. And really, also just wrote down some names that are kind of obscure because they're really funny. And I think that some of them are just great names in general, even though they really weren't that great of baseball players statistically. Now, I tried to find guys that really were based in just Oakland and San Francisco. So with the A's, you could look at first base and you think, Jimmy Fox, that's kind of before Oakland's time. I'm really looking for Oakland and San Francisco teams like the you know, I mean, I think that right now you look at, say, I mean, I got center field. I only got three in center field that I found that are really just kind of iconic, and that was Dave Henderson and Dwayne Murphy. And then, you know what? If you want to go recent with it, you can go Coco Crisp, too. I mean, if you want to help me out with that. And then and with the Giants, though, I also got, well, Willie Mays. And then going over the 1989 team, Brett Butler. And even though he was only here for 3 years and he played with the Dodgers for a really long time, but you don't have to put him on that all-time list, but he was on that 1989 team, and I managed to list everyone that was on that squad in there. And then you got Tsayoshi Shinjo, Marquise Grissom, Aaron Rowand, Angel Pagan. But you know what? Like these guys in center field, left field, I think it's kind of a given if you're going to make like an all Bay Area team, an all Oakland and SF team, you're putting, it's a toss up between Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, and Ricky Henderson. It's all up to those three, because those three, I think we need to appreciate the outfield that we've had here. Now, I haven't looked at all the outfielders from the past on every franchise, but as far as I know, Willie Mays is probably the greatest, most popular. I mean, he's one of the more popular Giants. Barry Bonds is obviously more polarizing, so some are kind of skeptical on him. But with Willie Mays, I think it's just a consensus that every Giants fan loves Willie Mays. And then Barry Bonds, I mean, I'm going to put him there because Barry Bonds is my personal favorite player of all time. But then Ricky Henderson, I don't think there's a baseball player who's played with more swag than Ricky Henderson. The dude had swag. And then from the 925 on the Chill Not A Body text line, Reggie Jackson. I mean, that's another interesting one. Reggie Jackson is one who I totally forgot about. Mr. October. I mean, how could I forget Reggie Jackson? Not go over him on this list. But, you know, if I'm going to go all time, you'd probably go Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, and then I'd put Ricky Henderson up there. Even though Ricky Henderson was mostly a left fielder, I could put him in right field at the time. But there's no one who played with a swagger like Ricky Henderson. And it's kind of cool. He came back here in 1989, started out with the team in the early 80s. And my mom and dad, they're from England. So when they came here in 1980, they saw Ricky Henderson play and they became A's fans. And then they actually had to move back to England for certain reasons. And they moved back here after a few years in 1989. And when they first turned on the TV, Ricky Henderson was added to the squad again. And then the commentator says, just in case you've been gone a few years, Ricky Henderson is back with the A's. He wasn't on the team for these past few years, and I think that's kind of just a cool situation. But Ricky Henderson and Willie Mays and Barry Bonds are probably my all-time outfielders there. I mean, Reggie Jackson would definitely be up there just because of what he's done. But I think that just looking at these outfields, though, and looking at these teams just in general, I think we need to just appreciate what we've seen. And from the A's side, you obviously have Jose Canseco, who was the right fielder on that 1989 team. Dave Henderson was a center fielder on that 1989 team. Dave Parker was kind of the designated hitter on that 1989 team, although he did play a little bit of first base. But, I mean, and look at these left fielders, too. They really haven't had the greatest track record after Ricky Henderson. I mean, what, Jonas Cespedes, probably the best one that happened since he was gone in 1989, because you had Matt Holliday, which obviously no one loved. Bobby Kelty started at left field for a season. If you remember Bobby Kelty, the ginger Wolverine. That guy was crazy. But, I mean, in third base, you got Carney Lansford, Sal Bando, Eric Chavez, Scott Brosius. I mean, on the third base side for the Giants, I look down, and you got, I mean, Ernie Riles, who was on that 89 team, as well as Matt Williams. And then I'll put Ken Obergefell on there just because Ken Obergefell was like a backup infielder for that 1989 team. And I think that that's what separated the Giants and the A's in that 1989 series. Like, when I'm looking at these teams, the A's now, here's the thing. When they were going on in the regular season and their paths to the World Series, they were relatively similar in that they were injured for most of it, except with the A's, it was their star who was injured in Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire. They lost them for a little bit of time. But then you had guys like Ruben Sierra and Tony Phillips and Mike Gallego step up in the infield. And then with the Giants, you had what they called the killer bees, because they were that B squad that came in. Ken Obergefell was a part of that. And I think that they kind of were having similar paths, except, man, when you look at that World Series and you look at the numbers, just each game one through four, I mean, the scores were 5-0, 5-1, 13-7, 9-6. Now, in Bay Area baseball, it's obviously a series that will live in infamy because it's historic and it's something we really don't know if we're going to see in our lifetime. Chilton Autobody text line 95795. If you really think that we're actually going to see another Bay Bridge series, maybe within the next, I don't know, is 10 years just too much of a stretch? Because a lot can happen in 10 years. The A's have a young team, a young core that they're hoping to build around. Maybe they can get like another star that can help them get over the hump with this American League. And for the Giants, I mean, they're in a rebuilding process right now, a development process, even though they're winning. And I think that, I mean, maybe 10 years is kind of a pretty, it's a little short of time, but I'm wondering if there will ever be another Bay Bridge series. But I'm thinking, and looking at these scores from the first four games, looking at the sweep, people outside of the Bay Area must not have thought much of the series. The earthquake, obviously, was just such a big, had such a big impact, I think, just in the community and also among the baseball world, because they were watching the World Series at the time. And the fact that this happened, everyone, you know, it's obvious that everyone kind of just, you know, they knew about it and it took their mind off the World Series a little bit. But you look at the scores, and if you just like take a look at it in the box scores and everything, the games weren't all that competitive. And you look at the starting pitching that the A's had compared to the Giants really had Rick Russell and Big Daddy Rick Russell, by the way. And that's about it. Whereas the A's, they actually had Mike Morris and Storm Davis, which really is it's the top 10 baseball names that sound like porn names. Storm Davis. Maybe up there with Pokey Reese. but I think that just like looking back at it, the series in general, they weren't competitive ball games. Because the A's, if you look at their all-time list of players, it's really hard to just try and pick like an all-time team based on these guys. It's hard to pick guys who are better than the dudes who were on that 89 team. They were so well-rounded. Obviously, you got guys like Catfish Hunter and Raleigh Fingers and Bert Campaneris who were there beforehand. But I think you look at their team, though, and they were just stacked. Carney Lansford, he almost had the batting title. People forget that. I mean, the dude would hit for contact like it was nothing. He would put on a clinic. They called him, I believe they called him the artist of some sort. And from the 510, I got the name wrong on Ruben Sierra. Yeah, that's wrong. He was not on that team. It's very true from the 510. Ruben Sierra is just another guy from the 90s whose name I really like just saying. But that's besides the point. But I'm just looking back and thinking, you know, I really wished that I would have lived in the 80s because I watched this documentary and I watch it kind of every year. It's a tradition of mine. And it's called Champions by the Bay. I recommend you look it up on YouTube, and it's one of the better documentations of that World Series, like, ever. And if you want some education on what those teams were like, what they were going through, their ups and downs, neither of them during the regular season, they weren't clear-cut favorites just to head to the playoffs and to head to the World Series. They were both in pennant races. They were both in pennant races. And I think that if you look at them, it's just those teams in the back in the 80s, it was cool, man. It was cool watching Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell against Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, the Bass Brothers versus the Pacific Sock Exchange. You know? I just wish I would have lived in the 80s back when baseball was going on. If I had to pick like a sport that I would love to watch, I'd probably pick football in the 70s and baseball in the 80s. And then in the 90s, it'd probably be a toss-up. It would probably be football again. And then in the 2000s, it would be baseball for me. But if I had to pick like a sport that I would just stick with in each decade, it would probably be baseball in the 80s. It was probably baseball in the 80s. And from the 408 and the Chill Not Everybody text line, as we kind of veer off a little bit, just announced AB will be back with the team today. That's from NFL Network. It's unclear when he'll practice again, though. And that's the one thing that's really bothered me about this whole situation, though. I do think it's hilarious that he's on the search for a new helmet, and who knows what he's going around offering. But the fact that he's not getting that work in with Derek Carr when he's supposed to be that saving grace, he's kind of supposed to be that player that's trying to make us forget, really, about Khalil Mack. But we'll see tonight on Hard Knocks what can happen. And I think that tonight, though, with the Bay Bridge series, I think you got two teams that are, A's fans think, our team's way better, just we're more talented, we're going to beat you. But also, the Giants do have Madison Bumgarner going. And the A's, they do have the lineup, but the Giants have Madison Bumgarner, whereas the A's have Brett Anderson. And Brett Anderson, he's very inconsistent. Sometimes he pitches well, sometimes he doesn't. It all depends on the command, and I continue to preach that really about every pitcher, but it's the truth. It's really the truth. And I think that tonight, when you look at their positions, I'm really curious to see if Steven Vogt plays at some point. Probably is going to go. I mean, I'll assume they might put Vogt in the DH spot because Posey's kind of made a comeback as a catcher. And I think that and if Steven Vogt goes back to Oakland, that could be a warm welcome for him, and I feel like Bruce Bochy will at least do that. And from the 510 on the Chillin' Out Everybody text line, can't forget Dave Stewart. Can't forget him. Can't forget Dave Stewart. And from the 510, unfortunately, contact hitters are dinosaurs in modern baseball. Agreed. You don't see them all that often anymore because baseball, like, players have found that there's no value, really, in hitting for average anymore. They have found that there's more value in OPS and just hitting the long ball, getting more fly balls and ground ball outs. There's just more, they find that there's more value in that. And that's really the whole reason why they've kind of steered toward the fly ball era. But tonight, if you look just at the wild card standings for the American League, the A's are 1.5 back while the Giants are 3.5 back. And with the A's, it's a tough situation because the Twins and the Indians are in a deadlock right now in the AL Central, and you don't know if you want to face one of those teams in the American League wild card. But hey, I mean, if both of them lose and the Rays lose, if they ever do, then, I mean, the A's could make a run at the wild card. So that's why these series actually means something tonight. It means something going forward. And then when you look just at the rosters as a whole, I mean, if you're going to look at, say, I don't know, Evan Longoria versus Matt Chapman, you'd probably take Matt Chapman in that situation. You for sure would take Matt Chapman. Brandon Crawford, you look at his defense versus Marcus Semien. Marcus Semien has improved a ton. I mean, you're probably taking Marcus Semien right now, and it's second base and first base, rather. I mean, you're taking Matt Olson over Brandon Belt, and you're probably taking, I mean, it depends who starts at second base. I guess Yerickson Profar over Scooter Gennett, but Scooter Gennett is kind of hot right now, so you don't know whether you're taking him. And ultimately, you are taking Stephen Vogt or Buster Posey at the catcher position. So really, on the infield, everywhere except for catcher, you're probably taking all the A's over the Giants right now. And then in the outfield, if you look in left and center, I mean, the Giants are kind of, they're in a weird situation at left field because Alex Dickerson obviously is still on the IL, so you don't know really who's going to be starting there. And then in center field, you got Ramon Laureano on the IL, so you'd take Kevin Pillar over him. And then in right field, I mean, it's a toss-up. It's really a toss-up. You don't know really what you're going to get in tonight's series, but the one guy I know that I'm taking is Madison Bumgarner over Brett Anderson. And that's why I do think tonight the Giants do end up winning, just because Bumgarner's been so hot. Now, at the A's stadium, he hasn't really had, at the Coliseum, he hasn't really had that great a success. And so you're wondering how he's going to do. But if you're just going to go based on his track record in the past month and a half after that bad start against the Dodgers, you'd take Madison Bumgarner. And also, just with the way the Giants offense, I know I'd be taking pretty much any of the infielders, at least on the A's, over any of the guys on the Giants right now. The Giants have been clutch with their hitting. They've had chemistry. They've had that energy. They aren't really down on the season. And also, I think that, you know, coming up on the last, what, month and a half of the season, you realize that, hey, this is Boch's last run. And these young guys with Mike Yastrzemski and Donovan Solano, even, they're all, it's kind of just all coming together. Those young dudes have been, I mean, even though I keep calling Yastrzemski a young guy, I keep forgetting that he's 29, 28, 29 years old. It's like, he's not even a young guy. He's just a new guy on the team. And then from the 831 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, I agree with you 100%. Bumgarner is the reason they'll win tonight, but the A's are a better team. And obviously, you got the A's fans coming in here from the 510. We're taking them yard from the 510. Bumgarner, don't nobody care about no damn Bumgarner. And then from the 925, Mike Fiers is having a better year than Mad Bum. Okay. Yeah, but Mike Fiers isn't starting tonight. Brett Anderson is. And Brett Anderson's not having a better year than Bumgarner. It's so funny, man. Some people, like, they don't like the other team on the opposite side. They will find anything they can say to disparage the other guys. But I think that tonight, the next couple of nights, it's one that I recommend that every A's or Giants fans go to, except if you're going to wear the split hat. I'm not split on the split hat. As a matter of fact, I am very bearish on the split hat. Not a big fan of it. And I get that you're a Bay baseball fan, but just wear one or the other. You can wear like a Giants hat or an A's shirt or an A's hat and a Giants shirt, but the split hat, nah, can't do it. Can't do it. From the 925, I did say in the Coliseum, didn't I? Game's in SF and tomorrow, too. I'll be going tomorrow, by the way. I'll be going tomorrow. And last year, not going to lie, A's fans kind of took it over last year. They took over Oracle Park. So, I don't know. Giants fans, I mean, you got to show up here because the A's fans kind of took you over after I went to all three games at Oracle Park last season. Joe Lo and Dibs coming up next. Thanks for joining me.
From Alameda to Fairfield to San Jose, this is KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
We're going to play on and stand strong with Joe Lo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up
the volume. It's time to play ball.
Taco Tuesday, Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Blah, blah, blah. Gotta say nice things, otherwise people get riled up. Gotta say nice things. Great to see everyone today. You all look beautiful and muscular and charming. So it's just great to see everyone today.
It's good to be here. I'm doing great. Doing great. Good to see you as well. Lowe's in here getting all buttoned up, fresh off a workout. So it's always good to see you in a nice frame of mind, Lorenzo. Good morning.
What'd you do today? You hit the glutes?
Yeah, a little glutes, a little abs.
Pop the glutes a little bit?
A little triceps. I really worked on those tries today. I want to get that horseshoe back.
My God.
So really was focusing on the tries a little bit today, a little pulls, and got a mile and a half in. So really feel good. Energized. I feel energy. I feel
mile
great.
Mile and a half. Don't push yourself.
No, I wasn't. No, but it's...
Yeah, it's sarcastic. A mile and a half's nothing, coach.
It's
get
not.
Out there and put a 3K. No, put a 5K together.
It's a little... That's a little much. I don't need that much, Joseph. Already burnt guys about 939 calories in 30 minutes. I go hard for 30 minutes. So I feel pretty good, actually. Feel pretty good.
Great. Great. Yeah.
30 minutes.
Man.
Joe, leave me, you know what? Joe, leave me alone, man. Yeah, it's like
this guy's coming in with 4-minute abs next. You guys know 8-minute abs? You know what? We got to start with jokes because we as a city embarrassed ourselves recently. We really embarrassed
Please
ourselves.
Explain.
Lead story, at least for this segment today, Alex Rodriguez, who was in San Francisco calling ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball broadcast of the Giants-Phillies showdown. ESPN rented a car for the group of them. So it wasn't just A-Rod. It was an SUV. It was parked on Brannan Street, about 4 or 5 minutes of a walk down to Oracle. And sometime between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., so obviously A-Rod's there after the game handling some duties, the car was broken into. A-Rod had reportedly $500,000 worth of personal belongings that were stolen. Jewelry, electronics, a camera equipment, a laptop are part of the list, but $500,000 stolen from the ESPN rental SUV that A-Rod was, I don't know if he was driving, but parked on Brannan, robbed during the game.
Inside job, Dibs.
Wow.
Inside job.
Or
I'm calling it.
Inside job?
Yeah. The guy who was driving them, because you know those guys aren't driving. So ESPN rents them a car, and the individual is driving, sees A-Rod's Rolodex, sees a nice little watch. He's like, I'm not going to wear this. Probably has a ring. Puts in a little safe spot. Okay, cool. Feels a little cash. Probably, flashed a couple Benjamins. Probably carrying about probably 20 or 30 grand. But the most of the things
guys
is jewelry.
Like that, you think are just walking around with 20, 30 grand?
Just a casual 20, nothing crazy.
What would you need that for, just out of curiosity, considering now everything is done with Apple Pay and cards
Venmo,
and all this other
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Like, why would you just need 20K in cash? Is it mostly like an ego thing? Like,
yeah,
I got my 20K in cash because I can do that, you can't.
Sometimes it's good to have it, to feel good about cash. Sometimes you don't want to use your card. I've never carried that type of money, but,
not a surprise.
5 to 10 at times.
Yeah.
That you just I carry, that you
I always
grand.
Have 5 with me at all time.
But you,
if I don't have 5 grand, I won't leave the house.
I always demand that everyone in the household, which is just me and the wife, obviously,
right.
always have some cash on you in case of an emergency.
Exactly.
But for me, it's usually like $9. It's like a 5 and some crumpled up ones.
No, you're a little deeper than that, but you get it.
No, so I'm not. I mean, there's a 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Look at you with the big 5 on the outside.
I got $19. I have $19 right now.
You put the big fin on the outside, though. I like it.
Yeah, come at me, A-Rod.
The big fin and 14 singles. I don't know if it's so much an inside job as it maybe is a case of somebody who doesn't live in the city leaving their bag in the back seat. And I don't know if you have 500 grand or if you have a bag that has nothing in it. You are a guy who's been broken into a couple times. I've been broken into. I know that some of our other colleagues here have been broken into as well. Sadly, it's just par for the course in the big city.
It is. And the parking lot over there, Joe, that had my car the week before.
The old building.
I collected some rents. So some of the renters pay in cash. I like 4 or 5 grand in the car. So it happened. You know what I'm saying? You think, okay, I'm going to go to the bank.
You were robbed of 4 or 5 grand, some rent money that was in the truck at the – because at the old building, we used to have 2 parking garages.
Right.
Half of us had the federal parking garage,
which is
highly secure.
I know.
You and I were not in that one.
Yeah, I moved over after I got hit. I said, I got to get out of here. So I went over to the federal. But, yeah, they got me. They hit me, and brought it in. I used a little screwdriver or something and popped in my little tool shed open too and took a bunch of my tools out of there. So they got me. They got me. So I've been there. I know what you're feeling, A-Rod, but not that kind of smack. A-Rod's got a deeper
pocket. Not 500 large.
They got him.
No. Yeah.
From the 408 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, which is 95795, if you'd like to weigh in, who cares? A-Rod can afford to lose. It's a half a million. That's just wrong. That's not the society we want to live in.
No, it's not.
That's not who we're trying to be. That's not how we're trying to represent ourselves by going for a smash and grab on a guy who's got half a million.
Although you do have to highlight the point, and I've got two. One, Thieves got to pay Bay Area rent too, right?
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Thieves got to pay Bay Area rent. We're all paying it. No, not too early. It's not a joke. Rents are high. People are out there robbing.
Half the time, they ain't paying rent. They just take a yoke stack. They ain't paying rent. Right, Dibbers?
And sometimes they're from out of town. You know, you come into the big city knowing that you can go for the scoop and score, the smash and grab. Yeah, well, most times it is from the Central Valley.
I mean, was that really though? It's six. It's
and
six
do you know most
in.
Times?
6 minutes in.
Yeah, it's 82%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.